Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody or some phenomena. We're so glad that you tuned in this afternoon. We have some exciting news and what God is doing in this end year. Amen. And we're looking forward to an explosion. Amen. Praise God and what God is going to do next year. We are expecting a great end. We are looking for hope in the future. We're looking for blessings. Amen. So many people are looking at the situation and what's happening in the world today and so forth. And, you know, and they're looking around at people and study, focusing on God. They got their mind on people and the things of the world. You should focus on God. Amen. And God will show you an adventure and show you an expected end, a future, amen, that is promised. A promise, amen, that's peaceful and is hopeful for you and your children. Before we go on our way, amen, we're going to bring you a couple scriptures so you can go back and read it for yourself, meditate on the Word of God, just soak up the Word, amen, and let God speak to you about your future. I have a question for you, because if we, amen, praise God, defer, or if we, you know, do not do the things that God has called us to do, we're going to fall short. When we fall short, our family falls short. Your family, my family, your children, your grandchildren. So it's important that we lay the foundation for them. It pays us, amen, to show them what to do, amen, when we are gone on and be with the Lord. Amen. We're coming from the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and 11th verse. Now, I want to tell you there's some things going to happen to you. But my question to you is, what would it look like, okay, what would it look like when you leave this world, amen, uncommanded? When you leave here, what kind of legacy have you left for your mother, your father, your grandchildren, amen, your friends, amen, those that you love, amen? You want them to carry on the works, amen, praise God, that have been worked by you, amen, because we are expecting a what? A prosperous year. We're expecting a great future. We are looking for the blessed hope. Amen. So many people looking at the election. Look, get your eyes on God, because the election is in God's hand. Amen. He is the prize winner. He's the one, amen, that demonstrate, illustrate, amen, and he's the one that can make things happen for his people. Let us go to the book of Jeremiah. Now, I want to give you just a tidbit what was going on, Jeremiah. This was a letter, of course, you know, Jeremiah and his time. And we all got a story to tell. We all got something we're dealing with. And, you know, so, you know, you got a story to tell, too. Amen. And what is your expected end and your future for your children and your grandchildren and all the friends that you love and people that you leave behind? We want to, amen, be blessed and be blessings, amen, to give out. Amen, to our friends and family and those that we love. It feels good, amen, when you help somebody. It feels good, amen, praise God, that you can lift up somebody's spirit. It is a wonderful feeling just to feel the hope of God, the hope of glory. Amen. So it says in the book of Jeremiah, give you a chance to get there, and the 11th verse, but you can get more information what was going on with Jeremiah. You know, I want to tell you, sometimes we are forced to do certain things, and sometimes we are forced in a position, amen, and most times we're in a position we don't want to be in. Now, that position may be a good position, okay, from God, but what if somebody else force you to be in a situation you don't want to be in, okay? Now, that is a story. Now, that's a different story. And many people are today is in that situation. Other people controlling their lives. Other people, amen, praise God, is dictating and telling them what they must do and how they do it. And other words, it's always got to be a display from the enemy. The enemy always trying to convince us and prove to us with his evidence, amen, that, you know, this is what it is. But let us not be the fool. Let us not be ignorant of this one thing. Because let me tell you something. When we are forced to do something against our wishes, amen, those are strongholds. Those are, you know, strongholds on your life. You're being bound in prison in your heart, in your mind. But let me tell you something. The word of God will set you free. Now, if your hope is in this world only, you are men and women's most miserable. Okay, Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 11th verse. We're going to get into this. We're going to tighten this up for you. It says, "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you." Uh-huh. See, this is what the Lord is saying, says the Lord. The plan for peace and well-being, and note, no disaster to be given to your future, and a hope. Now, this is God that's talking through his word. The word of God is prophecy. So you can stop running around searching for prophecy, waiting for somebody to tell you something, amen, about your future. A lot of times people are going to fortune tellers. People are messing with different, the out of darkness. They're messing with Ouija boards, tarot cards. Let me tell you something. The end of those things are death. It will give you nothing but expected death, a cruel death. But what God has prophesied here for your future, my future, your children's future, your grandchildren, and as many as the Lord thy God shall call. God has a plan in place, amen, and he just didn't think of it overnight. This was predestinated way before the world, amen, before the foundation of the world, before God said, let there be light. I want you to get into the word of God and know it for yourself. This is evidence. The word of God, amen, is prophecy for you and your family and for as many as the Lord thy God. As many, amen, praise God, will come to him, amen, and believe in him, amen. We shall have the things that we ask and the things that he has promised to us. So he says here, I know the plans. God said, I know your plans that you put in place, but it's not getting you nowhere. Simply because we left God out of the equation, and therefore we took the wisdom that we learned from the world. And the world is limited Their powers are limited. So therefore, amen, we can't seem to go for. And God is saying, look, what I have planned for you is much further. Will push you all the way to eternity. Amen. Praise God. So eternity means everlasting. So don't quit here. This is not all. But there's more to be done. But sometimes we are forced to move. We are forced to go into another country. Sometimes we are forced, amen, praise God, against our wishes. And see, what God is trying to tell us in this book of Jeremiah, where Jeremiah, amen, was writing the letters, and many times you are being put in a predicament, and it's not a nice predicament. Amen. And many times when we are there, there are things that we do not want to be a part of. There's things, amen, that you must do that's not righteous. It's not right. It's not pleasing in God's sight. And this is what happened. This is where we dropped the ball. When we tried to, amen, praise God, try to go beyond God or not receive the instructions from God, we find ourselves in a pitfall. So what happens? When we get that far away out, amen, we in exile. We become in exile. We are away from God. We are away from the word of God. We are away from hope, peace, and what God has for our future. And the only way that you're going to be able to get out of that situation, those strongholds that they have on you, amen, praise God, those things, let me tell you something. We are overcomers through Christ Jesus. We are overcomers through Christ Jesus. You cannot look to get into the outer darkness, amen, and mess with his little toys and play his game and think that we're going to be able to play both sides. It's not going to work. Let me tell you, it will not work. You'll find yourself in the most deepest, darkest place in your life. Tom, when you're in the deepest, darkest place in your life, it's the most fearful, unknown thing that you ever want to encounter. But see, God said he has this plan for peace and well-being and not a disaster to give to you, your future, your hope. See, we hope to God. We look around today and look around you and what's going on. We look at the schools. We look at the colleges. We're looking at the election. We look at our politician. We're looking at how everything is being conducted. And without God in it, we have a disaster. Look at deficit. Look around. Laws are changing that, look, that's an abomination, things that are totally against God's word, and things are happening to us in our home, in our country, in our nation. Why? Because we have kept God out of the situation. Many times we end up in exile. Sometimes the enemy puts you there in exile, okay? And when you're off to yourself, amen, we find ourselves, we have no communication, we are in a box, and we can't get out. We are deep, deep, deep in a hole, and we cannot get out. We don't know sometimes how we got, but we got there. So God is letting us know, I don't care how deep your hole may be or how long you've been there. With God, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Now, I promise you that God will bring you out. All we need is a made-up mind. All we need is the word of God and believe in the word of God. Now, Jeremiah had this message to those that was in exile. Because if you know anything about Jeremiah and during that time with Nebuchadnezzar, you know that he had taken into captivity Jerusalem to Babylon. So, you know, so when you under Babylon, you under Babylon's constitution, his rules, his regulation, the way they regulate, the way they think, they say that it goes, and we have to follow through. But I want you to realize, amen, that God will bring you out. All we got to do is go to him in prayer, in communication, and God will bring a change in your life. It's never too late. The only way that it will ever be too late for you is there is no repentance beyond the grave. But as long as you have breath in your body, you and I have a chance to make it right. We have a chance to get out of exile. We have a chance, amen, praise God, to get on the right side. It says seek peace and well-being for the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on the behalf for in peace and well-being you will have peace. God will give us peace. Now let me share this. Let me kind of just turn this around a little bit. Sometimes if God is in your life, there's times that God allows things to happen to us. And this is not to bring a disaster or bring woe be gone or disappointment, but what it does is strengthen us in the time, amen, of that particular situation, those issues, those conversations, that attitude, amen, that we have sometimes need to be developed, need to be proved, need to be better in order for us to go forward, in order to receive what God has for us at the expected end. See, God has a great, amen, plan for us. All we have is hear God, seek God's face, amen, praise God, and we can receive the blessings of the Lord. Now I want to share a little something with you during this time. Matthew came through, and this is the hurricane that came through, and it's nothing that I've done so well or I got to praise me. No, but I praise my God. I bless my God. I praise him and I thank him for how he protected me and my family. And the thing about it is that if you knew anything about the storm, Matthew, it was in that area where Florida, amen, down in that area. And how, amen, you think about how it was going that direction, okay, by the coast. But yet the wind, the air came together, and the hurricane turned. When it turned, it came back to North Carolina. I'm going to tell you something. God, let me tell you, is something. Now, some of you have lost so much. And let me tell you, but you have not lost your life. Amen. You're still clothed in your right mind. You've still got strength. Amen. Some things, let me tell you, some things work out for the best. The scripture says all things work for the good of those that love the Lord. See, you have to love God, amen, because it's working out for you. And you say, this is the most worst, hideous thing that I have ever gone through in my life. But I promise you, if you are a child of God, it is working in your behalf. And many times things happen to us, amen, for God to show us a more excellent way, a perfect way, and how we sometimes we need to grow from where we was, because many times we get satisfied with nothing. We find ourselves satisfied where we live. We're satisfied, amen, our jobs. We're satisfied. We're not looking for no more. And let me tell you something. There's more to it than money. Money is not everything. Money answers some of things, okay, things in the world. But look, money cannot buy my peace. Money cannot buy good health for me. Money cannot buy friends. Money cannot buy love. I want you to know that. That's one thing money cannot do. Things what is temporary, things that are tangible, that may make you feel good a couple of months, and after a while you're looking for something different. So Jeremiah, you know, sometimes we don't understand the way God works sometimes, and that's because we don't know the word of God. Many times we go in a direction and we don't know where God's taking us. But we have to seek God and seek his face that we may get instruction from God. Because the Bible tells in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, it tells you that God give us good doctrine. He give us good instruction. He's a father that gives good instruction. Just like you give instruction to your children, to your family, to your sons, to your daughters, and you're going to give them the best instruction. You're going to do what's best for them. Well, that's how God is to us. He tried to give us the best, show us the best. But we have to take the time to seek God's face, talk to God, meditate. It only takes a moment. It only takes a moment, amen, to talk to God and communicate with God some of your situations, the problems that you're going through. Look, the situation, the problems that you're going through, you don't have to go through those things. You're only going through it because you don't know what to do with it. And many times if we don't know the next step, sometimes we become confused, we become upset, sometimes we take cheap advice. Everybody got advice. Let me tell you something. People tell you all kinds of things. Let me tell you something, but let me show you something. They can stir you wrong, and you can find yourself in worse shape. But this is the answer. This is the key. This is the solution for you today, my friend, to get out of your sickness, to get out of death, to get out of debt, to get out of situations, bad marriages, seeing your children going astray and all kind of things that's going on. I want you to know one thing, God is the solution for your problem. You got a story to tell. And the question was, amen, that what is it going to look like when we dead and gone? What kind of legacy have you left behind? What is your story that you're going to tell to your family? Is it going to be prosperous, successful, loving, kindness? Or is it going to be the opposite? Is it going to be that you didn't prosper? You didn't do nothing with the gifts that God gives you? You become, dormant? You become angry, bitter, hateful, and mean? I mean, come on. What kind of legacy are you leaving behind? What is it going to look like if we think about, if the world was like us, what kind of place will we be in? If your family, if everybody was like you, what will your family be like? What will your friends be like? So we want to leave a legacy, amen, praise God, that God give us. The legacy that he wants us to give is what? To share, to love, to give good news and glad tidings. He didn't come to destroy the law. God come to fulfill it. He come to give us a more excellent way. So if you look at Jeremiah, and then, you get yourself in the bondage, you find yourself in captivity, you're in exile, it seems like nobody want to be bothered with you, look like you're all alone, and look like loneliness, amen, become your friend. And let me tell you something, God will be your friend. God will be your husband. God will be your healer. Amen, praise God. If we trust God, give God a chance. Many times people, that's the last thing, they'll try God. Let God be first in your life. We trust that you got some out of the word of God. It's so much that God has for us if we just believe his report, if we just give him a chance, just look to him, for he is the author and the finisher. God bless you.